brotherhood. Let's go, baby. Trenches on three. One, two, three. Trenches.
Drag down. Bozo. It's covered up. Bears have it. Pressure coming. Head down. There he goes. Torrey Wilson gets to the quarterback and finishes the job.
Coach, before the year, had told me, you know, worst case scenario, if we're in a game ever and one of the D tackles goes down, I'm going to have to need you to go inside and play three. And so I kind of, you know, thought maybe in a game if that happened, you know, somebody just for a few plays or whatnot. But it turned out into being a full-time position. It's definitely a different game inside. Everything's quicker. Contact happens quicker. Everything has to, your hands have to be quicker. So it's a big jump from end. We have a lot more space. You can take a longer step, things of that nature.
Coming up the middle, Torrey Wilson. He hunted him down and brought him down for the sack near the 21.
You're trying to then change the way you look at the game.
The more versatile you are, the better it's going to be. A lot of people had looked at it as a bad thing. Oh, you go from playing in to playing inside. You know, I don't think of it that way. I think it as another opportunity to showcase what I can do. Now, I've been looking at Kevin Williams, been looking at some stuff of Tommy Harris, who I played with my first year. He was a force in there, and you just see his movement skills and kind of moves he used to beat the guards. Been just looking for little things that can help me out.
According to your coaches, you're the fastest guy off the snap among all defensive linemen on this team, so that plays right into this position as well.
The difference sometimes between you getting a sack, getting a pressure, getting a hit on the quarterback is through your get off most of the time.
Have you played nose tackle?
I have for maybe two plays this year.
Okay. You know, so you've covered all four.
Yeah, yeah.
You've done it all. I told you, man for all positions.
I would be the tallest nose tackle ever to play the game, probably.
As a group, what are you guys talking about? What are you guys thinking at this point in the season as you all try and get reacquainted with one another, really, because of all the injuries and playing out of position in many regards?
At the end of the day, nobody cares. You know, that's what our coach says, and it's the truth. Nobody cares that you know, our Pro Bowl player went down. Nobody cares that Nate Collins, who was emerging, went down. Nobody cares that I moved inside. We're looking to prove, you know, what we're capable of, because I believe we're a talented group. I don't feel like we played it the way we're capable of, and a lot of it is trust. We see sometimes where someone's making a move up the field, another guy's supposed to come underneath, and one guy second guesses that the other guy's not going to be there, and, you know, if we were there, it's a sack opportunity.
You know, we all like to have fun with the legend killer when you sacked Brett Favre, and that was the last time you saw Brett Favre, but, you know, after a while, you got tired of hearing that a little bit, because that's all anybody talked about.
I wanted to be known for more than just that play. Everyone just wants production, you know, in this league. What are you doing for me now, you know? And so that's why I'm just trying to go out there and trying to be disruptive in there, to try to get pressure, to try to get sacks, try to get TFL.
The beauty of this story is that you've put a lot of time in on working on you.
You know, I don't want to be just a guy in the league, you know. I want to try to be one of the best, you know, so I'm just taking this new position and trying to roll with it. It's a work in progress, certain aspects of things, but the biggest thing I can do is just try to impact the game as much as I can.